सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् ॐ चाप्टर् 18 वर्स् 17 यस्य नाहं कृतो भावः बुद्धिर्यस्य न लिप्यते हत्वापि स इमान् लोकान् नहन्ति न निबध्यते इन् दिस् एण्टैर् भगवद्गीता Lord Krishna gives two sadhanas for spiritual progress. The first sadhana is karma yoga. Second sadhana is jnana yoga. Having elaborately explained these two topics, now he is summarizing, consolidating the karma yoga and jnana yoga. One has to prepare oneself for spiritual journey through karma yoga. Through karma yoga means one has to do one's own duty, the given duty at a given time, in a given body, with a given atmosphere, wherever we are born. There I have to do my duty as an Ishvara Arpana Bhavana. By reducing my likes and dislikes, I have to do my duty, whether it is favorable or unfavorable, as a Ishvara offering I have to perform. The moment I have that type of mindset, I am very much relaxed. I can be free from anxiety. Otherwise, there is a strain or pain in the mind. Whatever I have to do, it becomes like a burden. How to release burden, mental burden? Once we are born, the duties are given. Knowingly or unknowingly, we are born. Duties are all, responsibilities have come. You cannot escape. They pull you back. This side children, that side husband, that side in-laws, so many relatives, people, friends, so many relations are there. Man is a social animal. Aristotle said, we are born in this society. Once we are born, family is a small society, then it is a big society. You cannot escape from your duties. Unavoidable, inevitable duties you have to go through, whether pleasant or unpleasant. When we seek the strength from the Lord, we can manage to perform those duties. Just by prayer, immunizing your mind, mental strength you draw from the Lord through prarthana. It is known as karma yoga. This karma yoga serves to mature myself for next further spiritual upliftment, next stage. Until that time, I have to be there in the karma yoga religion and performing my duties for God's sake. Ishvara Arpana Buddhya Karma Guru. Phalam comes, welcome. Agate Swagatam Kuryat. When they are coming, Vango, Vango, Pannir, you have to catch hold of Pannir. Welcome, I am ready to face. either physical level, family level, or to my kith and kin, whatever that comes to them, also I have to undergo. Every experience is a lesson. Lesson number one, lesson number two, in the textbooks and all they give, in index itself. 10 lessons means headings will be there. One lesson, one number, and the topics will be there. Like that, life book, in our life book also, you open the page, you can see each experience is like a lesson. Their lessons are known throughout the year, what lessons you have to study. You can see, oh, these are the lessons I have to study. Unfortunately, in this life book, you cannot know the lessons in advance. Even exams also, public exams, teacher says these are the important questions. You can prepare well. Almost questions will come in the exam. But in a life exam, unfortunately, we don't have such an advance notice. These are the experiences are going to come. You be ready. No prior notice. What to do? Prior notice is there, we cannot sleep at all. This even minimum sleep also we lose. That is why Bhagavan kept it secretly. Is it good or bad? Better not to know what is going to happen. It is better what is going to happen. Otherwise, we cannot withstand. Therefore, this lesson, experience is a lesson I am learning in my life. I am growing. I am maturing myself. Definitely maturity comes. No doubt in that. Mental refinement also comes. Therefore, Arjuna, perform your duty. You will not be afflicted by anything. With this mindset you perform, learn, be ready to face the situation. That's what Lord Krishna says. Karma yoga serves like a disposable cup. Make use of it, karma yoga. Grow out of it, come to jnana yoga. Say aham brahmasmi, goodbye. Karma yoga, in that karma yoga cup, there is a jnana yoga payasam. In the karma yoga cup, you have to carry until you consume that jnana yoga payasam. So carry that karma yoga cup, which is a disposable cup. Once you are able to take that payasam jnana yoga, slowly, slowly coming to Gita class and understanding you are Brahman, slowly, I am the adhishtanam of this entire universe, automatically in the cup, disposable cup, karma yoga becomes irrelevant. You can say thanks to karma yoga. You can say thanks to karma yoga. Without karma yoga, I cannot hold this jnana yoga. Without cup, I cannot hold the payasam. After drinking payasam, you should not hold to the cup. Oh, cup, you have helped me so much. Let me continue in karma yoga. It's meaningless, not necessary. You need not hook to this ritual, this puja, that puja, vratams and all. You can reduce and you can focus on Vedanta study. Since you are in Grihastashrama, keep that whatever rituals, religious practices in skeletal form, minimum, for next generation's sake. You can keep them. But you are not doing with tension, anxiety. You are doing them with relaxation. Puja also with relaxation. Vratam also with relaxation. Even Vinayaka Chavati comes with relaxation. Previously, very tension. Now, with relaxation. To thank the Lord, I celebrate the festival. Because of so many celebrations I have done, oh God, you have taken me to this spiritual, scriptural study, I thank you. Look into the shloka. Yasya na aham krutaha bhavaha, yasya buddhihi na lipyate. Whose mind is not tainted by, not engrossed with ahankara, not overpowered by ahankara, I am the doer, I am doing, that doership individuality whoever is not having, whose intellect is not smeared by that kartrutva bhavana, buddhihi yasya na lipyate. I am doing, I am bringing up my son, daughter, bringing up, who are you to bring up? Anyhow they grow. We are not bringing up. That too much identity with that motherhood, fatherhood, wifehood, husbandhood. Why so much? As though everything is resting upon me only. And this lady thinks, whole house is depending upon me now. And husband also thinks like that only. And children also, once they grow, they think all are depending upon me. Nobody is depending upon anyone, really speaking. But our misconception, our ahankara, tells us to think like that. If you are not there, you see how they can survive now. Our mind says, you have to teach your mind. Oh mind, why you are talking like this? This is called internal chatting. Internal chatting. Manas tanakulla tane pesindirukum. How much I did to my mother-in-law, how much I did to my father-in-law, how much I did to my sister-in-law. After marriage, Swamini, how much I have taken care of their family. First Narthanar Kalyanam Panna, second Narthanar Kalyanam Panita, third Narthanar, Appala Nal Anji. We only educated by son and brother-in-law, third brother-in-law, fourth brother-in-law, my Mamanaru Unnume Inle. He is not able to take care of. This lady go on and on telling like that. What is this? There is no Krishna, Rama, Japa, Tapa. Are reading books, education, kadiyadu. Days, weeks, months, years, decades. And by that 40, 50 years it comes, what she gets in a blood pressure. And going to the doctor. Onnume varle. Because of that wrong thinking, she developed so much of attachment with the people, so much attachment with the body-mind complex, with that role, what she played. Because of that role, buddhihi lipyate. That buddhi is tainted. That buddhi became kalmasham. Arjuna, whose buddhi is not tainted like that, yasya buddhihi na lipyate. Whose intellect is not overpowered by this wrong thinking, possessiveness, too much possessiveness. That is the burden, that is the criterion for all our anxieties. Therefore he says, yasya buddhihi na lipyate, whose intellect is not tainted by, touched by that kartrutvam, that aham karta iti bhavana. Bhagavan only doing, who am I? I am just like an instrument in his hand. He is making use of me to do all these things. Appadi sollalam illiyo? Aha. If you say like that, Arjuna, hatva api iman lokan nahanti na nibadhyate. You are not going to be affected by punya, papa, by killing all these warriors. Arjunaku yuddhamu warriors killing. Namakenna? How you have to interpret in your life? Even when you are doing your duties in the family, pleasant or unpleasant, given duty if you do without any likes and dislikes, without any raga dvesha, without much aversion and attachment if you do, na nibadhyate. You are not bound by punya papa. Like that we have to interpret. Don't worry about others, family members' future. And worrying about your future. Don't be misleaded by your mental turmoil. Adha. நமக்கு என்ன சூட்டபிள்ன்னா, வி டோன்ட் ஹேவ் எனி யுத்தம் ஹியர். இருக்கு சுவாமினி, வீட்டில் சின்ன 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 யுத்தம் நடந்துட்டே இருக்கும். பெருசு பெருசு சின்ன சின்னது கால பெருசு பெருசா. ஸோ பிக் பிக் வார்ஸ் ஆர் கோயிங் ஆன் அட் ஹோம். சண்டே வந்தால் சண்டை அண்ணா. ஸோ பீப்புள், தெர் இஸ் ஸ்மால் ஸ்மால் ஃபைட் இன் பிட்வீன் பீப்புள் இன் த ஃபேமிலி ஆல்சோ. I used to say, who fight husband and wife? Their relation is so strong. Nariya per paatha nan apdi. I have seen many people from my childhood also. I can recollect them. Daily they fight each other. Like Pune Yeli madri. Pune Yeli theriyumillayo. Like rat and cat they fight. You know, they are celebrating 70th wedding day. நாட் பர்த்டே வெட்டிங் டே. எப்படிதான் அப்படிதான் அந்த சண்டை வந்தாதான் அது ஒரு அழகு. அப்படின்னு சண்டை போடாது உங்க வீட்டுக்கு போய், சும்மா சொல்றேன். ஸோ நவ்வேடேஸ் ஸ்மால் ஸ்மால் கிளாஷ் தே ஆர் டேக்கிங் டைவர்ஸ். நம்ம பீப்புள் எல்லாம் இந்த சின்ன சின்ன சண்டைக்கெல்லாம் ஆடாமல் அசவியாமல் இருப்பான். ஏன்னா தே யூஸ் டு சீ த பியூட்டி இன் தட் குவாரல். Nicely they understand each other. Really, if you want to understand your husband, you must fight. Otherwise, you cannot understand. Husband also, when you fight with your wife only, you come to know her nature. Then you understand her. Without fighting, where is the question of understanding nature? Without understanding the nature, where is the question of living together? This is my thesis. Because after doing lot of counseling to so many people, this is my thesis. I have come to conclusion. Therefore, Indian marriages are successfully going on with the small clashes. Doesn't matter. Okay. Na nibadhyate. Adida namak connection ipo illaya. Next shloka we will read. 18th shloka. Jnanam gneyam parijnata. Trimidha karma chodanam. Karanam karma karteti. த்ரிவித கர்ம சங்கிரஹம். கிருஷ்ணா என்டரிங் இன் எ வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டாபிக். த லேட்டர் ஸ்லோகாஸ் ஹீ சம்மரைசிங் இந்த த்ரீ டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஜானம் அண்ட் த்ரீ டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் கர்மா அண்ட் த்ரீ டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் கர்த்தா. ஜானம் கர்ம கர்த்தா, தே ஆர் ஆல் த்ரீ டைப்ஸ். I am a karta, subject, the doer. I want to do something, the karma, with a knowledge about that karma. Without knowledge, I cannot do any karma. I need some knowledge, suppose cooking karma, that action I am doing. I must have some knowledge. What to cook, how to cook. Without that knowledge, I, the cooker, cooking person, cannot cook the karma, the action. One person went and asked, give me ticket, and where you want to go? I don't know where I want to go. Give me ticket. And then the ticket collector said, TC said, how can I give, if without knowing where you are going, how can I give ticket? Like that, when you are buying ticket also, you must know where you are going. Buying the ticket is a karma. You are the buyer, karta. without knowing where you are going, how can you buy the ticket? But our children are writing GMAT, GMAT, NNM exams, for this exam, that exam, to go to that country, this country and all. You see how much knowledge they have. If I write this exam, I can go to this MBA, I can study that so higher course, I can go to so and so country, I can study and I can establish, I can do this business, I can earn so much money. They know how much salary they are going to get before writing this exam. They know that salary also. How much knowledge they are having. Without having that knowledge, how they can go for IIT coach or some other coaching, this coaching, that coaching. Is it not? So every doer needs some knowledge, jnanam, before doing any karma. These are all laws or rules in our life. From morning to till night we are doing. First, before doing, I must know something what I am going to do. Knowing and doing. Knower alone can be the doer. Correct? Knower alone can be the doer. I have hunger. I have hunger. You have knowledge of that hunger. Then what do you do? Eating. Eating karma you do. Like that, Lord Krishna says, this jnanam, this knowledge about that karma, what I want to do, I the karta, there are three types, and shollaparar. Jnanam, through jnanam you do any vyavahara, it is jnana vyavahara. Whatever action, through action you do vyavahara is called karma vyavahara. Karma vyavahara, vyavahara means a transaction. Every transaction is based on the karta and jnanam. The doer is required to do transaction with a knowledge. Some knowledge about that. Jnanam. Look into the shloka. Jnanam jneyam parijnata. Parijnata means jnata. The knower. The experiencer. Gneyam, the object of knowledge. What I want to get. What I want to buy. What I want to eat. What I want to see. What I want to visit. That gneyam, object of knowledge. Then jnanam, the object, instrument. The instrument of knowledge. The instrument of knowledge through which something is known. Jnanam means an instrument through which I know something. This flower, if I see, I got a flower knowledge now. Jnanam. Through my eyes. Flower is gneyam. I am jnata. Krishna says parijnata. Paritaha jnata. Fully I know. Fully I know means totally I know. How much this flower cost? Where from this flower is coming? Smell, everything, parijnata, jneya vastu, and eyes are the jnanam, instrument of knowledge. Similarly, sound. I am hearing, hearer, jnata. I am the knower of the sound. To hear the sound, what instrument I am using? Ears. Not eyes, not nose. To see the smell, I can't keep this near the ear. You are the jnata. To see the smell, I have to keep this flower near the nose, not near the ear. To see the smell, eyes cannot see the smell. Now I have knowledge or not? What knowledge? To see the smell, I have to keep this flower near the nose. To see the flower, I have to see the flower in front of my eyes. To see the flower is soft or hard, I have to touch with my hand. How much knowledge you are having, you see. While using sense organs of knowledge, To get knowledge, you are the jnata, you are using the jnaya vastu to know this, you are using sense organs. That is the meaning. Parijnata, jnaya vastu, and the object, instrument of knowledge. So, parijnata, jnayam, jnanam, trividha. These three are the cause for karma chodana. They are the propellers, they are the instigators, they are the cause for any action. They are the cause for any action. First I come to know Adisail is there. Parijnata. Then what I do? Karma chodana. Go to the shop. Go to the shop. Only 2 days more. Only 2 days more. Sales. 2 days more. Parijnata. Karma chodana. The cause to become the karta. I become the karta. Gnata alone becomes the karta. The knower of so-and-so action doing about that knowledge of that object, I want to know. After knowing, I want to get it. So I am the karta. Karma chodana. Here chodana means cause. Karma chodana, the promoter of karma. Jnanam is the promoter of karma by the jnata. Jnanam, knowledge about so and so, is the promoter, building promoter on irukku. Like that, I have some, my jnanam promoter, what it does, I am knowing so many things. Open the page and where are the sales going on? Two steel spoons are free. Wherever the chembu is free or something is free, they say, the big hoardings they keep, 50% half. Some people love always to buy second hand. In America and all, it is very easy to empty the house. All you can put in second hand sales. There are some people who buy all those things. You put in internet, within 1 hour they will come and buy. Everything you can sell and you can buy new things. Like that. So this knowing jnata is the promoter. Because of jnanam, that jnata and jnanam, they are the promoters of karta, karma chodana. This person jnata becomes karta when they are doing karma. What are those three again? Karma chodana, karta, karma, karanam. Jnata becomes the karta using the karanam. Karanam means I know I want to buy something today. Immediately I go to bank, get the money. I use my karanams, hand, legs. I have to walk. I have to go and buy from that shop. I am using the karanam, either legs or hands. And I have to ask him what I want to buy. And go and say, stand in front of the shop, not asking anything. Go on looking. How can he give anything? So karanam, vagindriyam you have to use, pada indriyam you have to use, hasta indriyam you have to use karanam. To buy things, to get things, karanam you have to use. When you are using the karanams, karma indriyani, you are the karta. Karta doing karma by using the karanams, karma indriyani. Through jnana indriyani he became jnata. By just knowing how to prepare rasagulla, how to prepare that kodakattai, sweet kodakattai, you know how to prepare. But you have to offer to the Vigneshwara. Therefore you have to do. I know how to do kodakattai. But what is but? Go and get the things, prepare and offer to the Lord. You have to do karma. So, jnata alone is not sufficient. Gnata has to become karta. The gneya vastu to get, he has to do some action, the karma. For jnanam, I have used my jnana indriyani. As a karta, I cannot use jnana indriyani. I have to use karma indriyani. You cannot say to your husband, I know how to cook bisibida bhatna. I know how to cook pani puri na. Our kete nirkar, cook. I don't want to cook an enna prayojanam solli gnata. I know what is pani puri. I know how to prepare pani puri. This only jnana level. Pani puri is gnayam. I am the gnata of pani puri. And gnata gnayam. Pani puri. Knowledge about that jnanam I have. I heard about pani puri. I have that knowledge. What is the use? And saliva is coming from husband's mouth. Pannu ni kekkarar avaru. Karma chodana. You have to become a karta. You have to go to a buy all those things, ingredients, and you have to prepare that pani puri and keep on the dining table, and your husband come and eat. Afterwards what? You gnata became karta. Karta doing karma using the karanam. Tell me, any vyavahara is possible without this gnata and karta? No vyavahara is possible. No vyavahara is possible. For simple each and every action what we are doing from morning to till night, you should know before brushing your teeth, you are brushing with toothpaste or shaving paste. Enna ella paste onnulone irukum. Idhe paste tube, adhe tube da ore maadhiri irukum color. Suppose you do not know either shaving paste or toothbrush paste nu theriyala na enna aagumna kashtam. Jnanam is required. My goodness, for everything you require jnanam to become a karta. So jnata, jnayam, jnanam. Karta, karma, karanam. These are all interdependent. These are all three types. Sattvika, Rajasa, Tamasa. That's what Lord Krishna want to say. Karma chodana karta karma karanam iti trividham trividhaha. They are threefold. Karma sangrahaha in the form of action. All karmas, karma vyavahara is of three types. Jnana vyavahara is also triad. Three types of jnanam, three types of karma, three types of karta. Three types of sense organs solla koodadhu. Jnanam karanam, there are no three types. Okay. Knower is of three types. Sattvika gnata, tamasika gnata, rajasa gnata. Sattvika karta, rajasa karta, tamasika karta. Sattvika karma, rajasa karma, tamasa karma. Clear? Gnata, karta, karma level, sattvika, rajasa, tamasa are possible. Why we have to study this triad? If we are in tamasika based jnata or karta or karma, I have to convert into rajasa jnata, rajasa karta, rajasa karma. If I am already in rajasika jnata, I am the rajasik karma, doing karma, I am the rajasika karta, rajasika gnata. I have to convert myself into sattvika gnata, sattvika karta, sattvika karma. I consider this topic is the topmost important portion in Bhagavad Gita. I consider this portion. We have to study thoroughly and implement into your life will totally change. The peace, ananda is in your karatalamalakam. Karatalamalakam. Ullankai, ullang, வாழ்க்கை நெல்லிக்கனி போல். அது மாதிரி லைஃப் இஸ் சோ கிளியர், பீஸ்ஃபுல், நோ டென்ஷன், நோ ஆங்ஸைட்டி, நோ வரி, நோ டவுட், நோ கம்ப்ளைண்ட்ஸ், நத்திங். ஸ்மூத், பிளசன்ட், ஹாப்பி லைஃப். இஃப் வி நோ தீஸ் டாபிக்ஸ், வி நோ தீஸ் டாபிக்ஸ். லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா டாக்ட் அபவுட் திஸ் டாபிக் இன் செகண்ட் சாப்டர், ஹீ இஸ் ரிவைசிங் நவ். வாட் இஸ் அன்ஃபார்ச்சுனேட் நியூஸ் என்னென்ன தெரியுமோ, செகண்ட் சாப்டர் நிறைய ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் வருவான். ஏன்னா ஃபஸ்ட் சாப்டர் டு செகண்ட் சாப்டர் மெனி ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் வில் பி தேர். ஏன்னா புதுசு எனி திங் வி ஸ்டார்ட், மெனி ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் வில் கம். ஒன்ஸ் 12th ஸ்லோகா ஸ்டார்டிங், ஆத்மா அனித்யா, அனித்யா ஏகா சர்வகதா. ஒரு ஒரு ஸ்டூடெண்ட் அவுட்டு, அவுட்டுன்னா தே ஸ்டாப் கம்மிங் டு த கிளாஸ் பிகாஸ் தே கேனாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் அட் ஆல். தென் 18th சாப்டர் வென் வி ரிவைஸ், ஆல்ரெடி இன் 18th சாப்டர் வாட் இஸ் தி யூஸ் ஆஃப் கோயிங் டு த கிளாஸ், எனி ஹவ் இட் இஸ் கோயிங் டு ஓவர். ஐ ஃபீல் வெரி பேட், ஐ ஹவ் கம் இன் 18th சாப்டர் பகவத்கீதா கிளாஸ், தேர் ஃபோர் தே ஸ்டாப் கம்மிங். போத் த வேஸ் தே ஸ்டாப் கம்மிங். செகண்ட் சாப்டர் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், தே வோன்ட் கம். அண்ட் தே கம் அட் த எண்ட் ஆஃப் த சாப்டர், 18th சாப்டர், தே ஃபீல் பேட், கில்ட்டி, வை வாட் ஆம் ஐ கோயிங் டு கெட் பெனிஃபிட், 18th சாப்டர், லெட் மீ நாட் கோ. ஹவு அன்ஃபார்ச்சுனேட் திங்கிங் யூ சி. என்னமோ பிராரப்தம், பிராரப்தம் இல்லை, புத்தி நம்ம யூஸ் பண்ணணும். We have to use that buddhi. That is why we have to pray to the Lord, Bhagavan, give me buddhi to enter into the right place, right time, right things to be done. அதுக்கு ஒரு சுக்ருதம் கொடுப்பான்னு பகவான் கேட்கணும். அதற்கு தான் கொடைக்கட்டை பண்ணணும். அவர் கொடைக்கட்டை கொடுத்துட்டு அவருக்கு வாயில் வச்சுட்டு, விநாயகருக்கு, விநாயகர் சின்ன நோர், சின்ன வாய், அவருக்கு தெரியுமா, ஸ்மால் மவுத், that means less talking and artham, big ears, hearing more, listening more, as a vinayak, and big stomach, keeping all complaints whatever there inside only, not sending out. Vinayaka, how great vinayaka, talk less, listen more. Whatever problem, complaints on anyone, anything is there, minus things, minus points, don't send out, keep inside. Your belly become big na. Belly won't become big, you are keeping inside everything. That is called vinayaka. Siddhi buddhi, buddhi is there, siddhi comes. That is the meaning of siddhi buddhi. Two wives an sollindir ko namu. Wives keep it aside. When you have buddhi, sharp intellect, siddhi comes naturally. Clear? Now come to the next shloka, important topic. Jnanam karma cha karta cha tridhaiva guna bhedatah ப்ரோச்சதே குணசங்க்யானே யதாவத் ஷ்ருணு தான்யபி. குணசங்க்யானே ஜ்ஞானம் கர்ம கர்த்தா ச ப்ரோச்சதே. குணசங்க்யானே மீன்ஸ் இன் சாங்க்ய யோகா, in the sankhya philosophy, we borrow certain ideas from sankhya philosophy which are very useful for explanation. We take from sankhya philosopher. Why they are called sankhya? A philosophy which counts gunas, they are called sankhya. Sankhya philosophy, sankhya means a number. Here in this meaning, Sankhya means number, counting. Sankhya philosophy is that they count the gunas, sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna, three gunas. That count is given by the Sankhya philosophers. Sattva, Rajas, Tamo, Guna, Prakriti, all these, they are more focusing. So just we borrow from them those ideas. They talk about this Jnanam, Karma, Karta. Jnanam means Vritti Jnanam. Any knowledge of anything you get in the form of Vritti, thought. Now I got the flower knowledge. All of you have got flower knowledge. What is this flower knowledge? If your flower knowledge is nothing but a thought raised in your mind. Vritti, thought. So, pushpa vritti, rose flower vritti, thought rise in the mind. That vritti gives knowledge. A knowledge in the form of thought of that particular object. Without knowing all this, we are doing our duties daily. Any knowledge, whatever you get every day, it is in the form of vritti. That is why here jnana means vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam, knowledge. Karma, karma means action. What is karma? Panini says, kartuhu ipsitamam karma. Ipsitamam karma. Karma is that which is desired to perform by the doer. இதெல்லாம் நமக்கு தெரியாமலே கூட நம்ம கர்த்தாவாக தான் இருக்கோம். வி ஆர் ஆல் டூவர்ஸ் வித்தவுட் நோயிங் பாணினி சூத்ர. வாட் இஸ் கர்மா? வாட் இஸ் ஆக்ஷன்? டெல் மீ. நமக்கு டெஃபினேஷனே தெரியாது, பட் பாணினி கிரமேரியம் கிவ்ஸ் த டெஃபினேஷன். Karma is that which is desired by a person to perform is called karma. Kartuhu, the doer, ipsitatamam, desired. An action is that which is desired by a doer to perform is called karma. Karma cannot stand independently without actor. Action cannot stand independently, exist independently without actor. When we are doing action, what we are? We are all actors. What do you mean by actor? Not Rajinikanth, Kamala Hassan. We are also actors only. Enna puriyalaya? We are doing actions. Whoever do action, they are called actors. Right or not? Enna kadha sollala naan. This is the விஷயம். ஆக்ஷன் ன்னு சொல்லுவான் அதில், அந்த சினிமாவில் டேக் ஆஃப் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆக்ஷன் சொல்லுவான். ஹூ டஸ் ஆக்ஷன்? ஆக்டர் டஸ் ஆக்ஷன். வி ஆர் ஆல் டூயிங் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் நாட்? வி ஆர் ஆல் ஆக்டர்ஸ். த ஆக்டர் இஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ வாண்ட் டு டூ ஆக்ஷன், டிசைர் டு டூ ஆக்ஷன் இஸ் கால்டு கர்மா. கர்மாக்கு டெஃபினேஷன் நமக்கு சினிமா பக்கியில் சொன்னால் தான் புரியும். பாணினி பக்கியில் சொன்னால் புரியாது. பக்கி என்ன மேனர், இந்த மெத்தட். பக்கி என்ன என்னமோ சுவாமி எது என்னமோ திட்டுறாங்கன்னு நினச்சிக்காது. பக்கி என்ன, அது ஒரு டைப் ஆஃப் வேர்டு பீப்புள் யூஸ். இந்த மேனர், த மெத்தட் ஆஃப் என்ன, ஓகே. ஆக்டர் ஆக்ஷன் விடுங்கோ. ஆப்தும் இஷ்டம் ஈப்சிதம், டிசைர் டு கெட், டிசைர் டு கெட். Aptum ishtam ipsitam. Since I am desirous of getting that, I become the performer to do action to get that. இதெல்லாம் சொல்லாமலே கூட உங்களுக்கு புரியும். நான் சும்மா ஏதோ வேர்ட்ஸ் வச்சுன்னு ஐ ஆம் பிளேயிங், வொக்காபுலரி வச்சுன்னு ஜஸ்ட் ஐ ஆம் டாக்கிங். யூ நோ எவ்ரி திங். ஓகே. ப்ரோச்சதே, தே ஆர் செட் ஆஸ் கர்த்தா, கர்மா, ஜானம் த்ரிவிதம் இது குணசங்கியானே த்ரிதா ஏவ குணபேதத்தா. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் குண டிஸ்டிங்ஷன், அக்கார்டிங் டு த டிஸ்டிங்ஷன் ஆஃப் குணாஸ், சத்வரஜஸ்தமோ குணாஸ், தே ஆர் த்ரீ ஃபோல்ட். த்ரிதா ஏவ, தே ஆர் த்ரீ ஃபோல்ட். வாட் ஆர் தே? நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா ஹி என்யூமரேட். So, final thing is what? Gnata eva karta bhavati. Karta, whoever do karma is called karta. Karta is a karta when he does karma. Karta cannot do any karma without jnanam. So jnana, jnata alone can become the karta. Karta is the one who does karma. Karma, karta, jnana, jnata. All are interdependent. Karta has got jnanam. While he has got jnanam, what is his name? Karta name. Jnata. Karta alone was jnata. Jnata alone became karta. Karta alone does karma. Otherwise, karma doesn't exist without karta. Karta doesn't exist without jnata. Jnata doesn't exist without jnanam. Karma doesn't exist without karta. Action never exists without actor. Karta never exists without jnata. The doer never exists without the knower. Knower never exists without known knowledge. Knower never exists without knowledge. How he has got the knower name? Because of knowledge. So action is depending upon doer, doer is depending upon knower, knower is depending upon knowledge. You cannot delete even any one of them. Karma vyavahara, jnana vyavahara. Karma vyavahara depending upon jnana vyavahara. Jnana vyavahara depending upon jnana indriyani. Karma vyavahara depending upon karma indriyani. This itself is a subject, separate topic. Now what you are doing? I am not doing anything. You are doing. What you are doing? Listening. Like writing, listening, smiling, seeing. You are doing. And knowing also. You have come here, what class? Panchadasi class or Gita class? After getting that knowledge only you have come. That's why none of you brought any Panchadasi, I hope, book. Gita book only you brought. That means you are Jnata. Jnata alone is the karta. Karta alone is the writer now. Okay. Now, very, very important. In the background, you have to go to the next. 21, 22. Three topics, that three gunas, based on that he is going to talk. Trividham jnanam, he is going to talk now. Three types of knowledge, based on three gunas. 20. Sarva bhuteshu yenaikam bhavamavyayamikshate abhibhaktam vibhakteshu tadjnanam vidhi sattvikam. Now, our life is based on our knowledge and action. My life, whatever I do, any vyavahara, either karma vyavahara or jnana vyavahara, with using sense organs of knowledge, sense organs of action, all my interactions depending upon my understanding about myself. All accomplishments, very important point, remember, this is the foundation statement for every knowledge. All goals or any destination what you want to accomplish in your life, it is depending upon your understanding about yourself. Now there are three types of people. They have three types of knowledge. One person is having sattvika jnanam, one person is having rajasa jnanam, one person is having tamasa jnanam. Now Lord Krishna want to talk about a person who is having sattvika jnanam. Sattvika jnanam means sattvic knowledge. Sattvic knowledge, knowledge about oneself, understanding about oneself. What he, she thinks about himself or herself. A sattvic person who is having sattvic intellect, sattvic mind, sattvic thinking, he says, I am Atma, I have a body. This is called sattvic knowledge, sattvic jnanam. I am Atma, I have a body. Just I'll introduce three of them, then we'll go elaborately. This is the first type of knowledge, sattvic knowledge. Second type of knowledge, rajasic knowledge, rajasika jnanam is that this person says, deha vyatirikta atma parichinna atma ahamasmi. I, the soul who travels after the fall of the body, I am the departed soul who is going to travel after the death of the body. Parichinna atma, I am finite, limited atma. I leave the body here and I travel. This knowledge about oneself, I am the soul. Soul is nothing, a name given to the mind which has borrowed the consciousness. Soul, traveling soul they are talking now. That soul is nothing but it's a name given to the mind which mind has borrowed the consciousness. Mind plus chidabhasa put together soul. That is limited, finite. I travel to higher lokas after the fall of this body. Thinking that soul as my real nature is called rajasika jnanam. First person, sattvika jnanam person, thinking that I am all-pervading deha vyatirikta aparichinna atma aham. I, the self, am infinite, who is different from the gross body. Aparichinna atma aham asmi. I need not travel, I am all-pervading. This is called sattvika jnanam about himself, atma jnanam. Here, jiva atma jnanam or mana, sukshma sariram, manas, chidabhasa, sahitam, that atma he takes himself, a religious person, he is having rajasika jnanam. Another person, third person, tamasika jnanam is that who never believe atma at all, atheist. Body alone is myself. This body alone is myself. This body doesn't have previous birth or future birth. Once for all, death is over, gone. Body is myself. Deha atma vadi. So, one person is understanding I am atma. Another person is understanding I am atma, but traveling atma. Another person is saying, I am not Atma, I am Deha, Dehatma Vadi. Even Tamasika Jnanam, Dehatma Vadi has got Tamasika Jnanam, comes in 22nd Shloka. This Deha Vitrikta Parichinna Atma, traveling Atma, who is talking? That person is called Rajasika, having Jnanam, Rajasika Jnanam. First group, they are having Sattvika Jnanam, Aham. Deha vyatirikta aparichinna atma, no travel, no punya, no papa, for me, I am all pervading. That is the knowledge, self-knowledge, mood vidhama irukke. Ennai patti enak irukkara jnanam. Sattvika jnana irundha, naan atmani. Ennida patti enak jnanam irukkum, naan atma. What atma? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. All pervading consciousness principle, no birth, no death, ever pure. Second knowledge, self knowledge, what? Rajasika jnanam, self knowledge about oneself after death of the body. I travel and my children will do shraddha karma also. Punya papa will be there. like that this person thinking about himself. This is self-knowledge. This is also knowledge about oneself. Really, self-knowledge. தன்னை பற்றி தனக்கு இருக்கிற ஜானம் ராஜசிகமாக இருந்தால் கூட செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் தானே. செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ் அபவுட் ஒன் செல்ஃப். தாமசிக ஜானி ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் காட் தாமசிக ஜானம். வாட் இஸ் தட்? ஐ ஆம் பாடி. தட் இஸ் செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். பாடி இஸ் எவ்ரி திங். பாடி இஸ் பி ஆல் அண்ட் எண்ட் ஆல். திஸ் இஸ் த எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தீஸ் த்ரீ ஸ்லோகாஸ். நவ் லுக் இன் டு த ஸ்லோகா. சர்வபூதேஷு ஏகம் சாத்விகம் ஜானம் இது வித்தி. அர்ஜுனா, மே யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் சாத்விக் நாலெட்ஜ். வாட் இஸ் தட்? தத் ஏன ஏகம் ஈக்ஷதே, பை ஹுச் ஒன் சீஸ் த நான் ஜுவல். ஏகம் மீன்ஸ் நான் ஜுவல் ஆத்மா. அவ்யயம், டீகேலெஸ், பர்த்லெஸ், டெத்லெஸ், க்ரோத்லெஸ், free from all modifications, never wither away, never decay. Avyayam, I am avyaya atma. Avibhaktam, like space, it is indivisible. Whoever knows about oneself as indivisible space, avibhaktam, undivided. Bhavam, பாவம் மீன்ஸ் ஆத்ம வஸ்து, தி செல்ஃப் ரியாலிட்டி. விபக்தேஷு சர்வபூதேஷு, இன்ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் த டிவிஷன்ஸ், டிஃபரெண்ட் பாடிஸ் ஆர் தேர், 84 lakhs ஆஃப் ஸ்பீஷீஸ், 84 lakhs ஆஃப் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் பாடிஸ். விபக்தம் பூதேஷு, டிஃபரெண்ட் பாடிஸ், பட் ஒன் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். ஐ ஆம் தட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் in all different bodies, in all different bodies, dividing bodies, I am undividing, undividable, indivisible atma aham. Whoever knows that, he is having sattvika jnana. What about rajasa jnanam? Prithaktvena tu yad jnanam நானாபாவான் பிருதக் விதான் வேத்தி சர்வேஷு பூதேஷு தஜ்ஞானம் வித்தி ராஜஸம். ஐ ஆம் த மைண்ட், I have the self, is rajasa jnanam. In different bodies, different atmas, different souls. Prithaktvena yat jnanam. Different people, different species, different. Nana bhavan, prithak vidhan. Each body has got different soul. So differently they travel, everyone. Sarveshu bhuteshu, in all beings, they are all having their own atma, alukur atma. Then leaving the body, one atma travels and go to that different lokas. Many people think about them, they are all theists. Tamasika jnanam comes under atheists. Sattvik jnanam, neither theist nor atheist. Okay. Many more points we have to see in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.